Several hundred more Americans have been evacuated from China's coronavirus zone. At least 638 people have died, and more than 31,000 cases, I should say, have been reported worldwide. Among the dead, a Chinese doctor who tried to warn the world about the virus more than a month ago. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Mark Schleiss, University of Minnesota Medical School Director of Pediatric and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Schleiss, thank you for joining us this morning. We know some about the coronavirus, but how much more is there that we don't know?
There's a lot that we need to learn about this virus. I think the most important issue that we need to come to terms with is what are the immunologic or immune response parameters that are needed to protect people from dying of this infection. The virus has attacked and killed mostly adults. Children seem to be relatively spared. We don't understand the reason for that either. So we need to learn more about the biology of the virus and the biology of the immune response. Only then can we develop and implement a rational vaccine against it.
Yeah, we often hear, you know, people with compromised immune systems, the elderly, the very young, you know, sort of the standard warnings about any disease. But haven't we in the past in some viral epidemics seen what would seem like odd patterns in terms of who's hardest hit?
Yeah, I mean, to call it an odd pattern, of course, is sort of a human judgment
sure,
on the biology of an infection, and you know, we don't really understand the reasons why these things play out the way they do. I think there is a reason, and we will come to understand it as to why certain groups are susceptible and others not. But it is an emerging process. I think we've seen now the prediction of the mathematical modeling from a week ago seems to be panning out, that there probably are hundreds of thousands of cases in China. I think we're just really at the tip of the iceberg here, and so we need a lot of new knowledge about this. It is remarkable, of course, with the power of molecular biology and the tools that we have in basic research, that we've been able to see so much progress so quickly here. So that has been encouraging.
Do you know, have researchers been able to detect any kind of a pattern that they can compare to a previous virus and say, okay, it's doing A, B, and C just like this other virus, so perhaps D will follow?
I think the key pattern here is that this is a virus that the human population doesn't have experience with. And perhaps the best analogy that we can think of is the periodic emergence of new strains of influenza. Of course, the most infamous influenza pandemic in 1918 killed 20 to 50 million people around the globe, mostly young, healthy people. And the key there was it was a new strain of virus. Influenza has this unpredictable nature where it can form new genetic variants that there's just no what we call herd immunity. And I think that's the case here with the Wuhan coronavirus. If this was a virus that had been circulating in people in the past, we wouldn't see these sorts of pandemic outbreaks that we're seeing now. So I think that's the key pattern that ties this together with previous epidemics.
Thanks for your time this morning, Dr. Mark Schleiss, Director of Pediatric and Infectious Diseases at the University of Minnesota Medical School.